This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the Talkin' Texas Rangers podcast, where we dive into the latest rumors and news surrounding Texas Rangers baseball.
There's never been a player like Shohei Ohtani in baseball history, so it was expected that his free agency would be like no other. He's such a unique player. He combines being Nolan Ryan on the mound and Aaron Judge in the batter's box. It has always been wondered what Ohtani would be able to get in free agency, being both a hitter and a pitcher.
This episode is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Hey, listeners and viewers, let's talk about surfing the web. We all love the freedom the internet offers, but it's essential to remember the importance of online security and privacy. That's where our favorite tool, ExpressVPN, comes in. ExpressVPN provides a layer of protection that keeps our personal data secure and private. Especially crucial when we're shopping online or using public Wi-Fi, ensuring our passwords, email, and sensitive information remain our own. It's super easy to use. You just open the app, click to connect, and voila, your connection is secure, your IP address is masked. This level of encryption is a game changer, allowing us to browse, stream, and work worry-free. And let's not forget the speed. ExpressVPN is incredibly fast, avoiding the lag and buffering we all dread. It's especially great for those of us who love streaming our favorite shows and movies. No more geo restrictions or content limitations. Plus, the versatility is impressive. It works on every device, phones, laptops, even routers. So everyone who's connected to your network is automatically protected. Customer support is also phenomenal. They're available 24/7 to help you with anything you need. It's generally a comprehensive service. We can't emphasize enough the importance of protecting your online presence. Internet security is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And ExpressVPN is a powerful tool in maintaining your online privacy. Use the link in the description and sign up today and explore the different plans available. Find the one that suits your needs and start browsing the internet with peace of mind, knowing you're protected with the best. Secure your internet, enjoy your freedom, and let ExpressVPN be your companion in the digital world.
Complicating factor to this free agency is that Ohtani had his second Tommy John surgery at the end of the season. He will not pitch until opening day 2025 at the earliest. Before we dive into today's episode, we'd like to remind you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X. Just search Talkin' Texas Rangers. And as always, thank you so much for watching and liking. And now let's dive into today's episode. With yet another starting pitcher off the board, the Texas Rangers need to take action. First it was Aaron Nola, and now it's Sonny Gray. Two of the top free agent starting pitchers have signed on with their new teams, but neither of these clubs are the Texas Rangers. There have also been several other lesser deals that have been done over the last week, and the Rangers have been a part of none of those as well. Obviously there are talks going on with multiple pitchers, but as more and more sign elsewhere, the price of inking the ones that GM Chris Young wants to get will be going up. It's a supply and demand thing, and with two of the top four free agent starting pitchers gone, the sights are set on re-signing Jordan Montgomery or bringing in the NL Cy Young Award-winning Blake Snell. Gray's new deal with the Cardinals is for 3 years and $75 million. The deal that Nola got with the Phillies was 7 years and $172 million. Gray is the oldest at 34 years old, and Nola is slightly the youngest at 30 years old. Both Montgomery and Snell will turn 31 in December, both left-handed, and should end up receiving very similar deals. It's believed that the Rangers are in on Montgomery, but a pivot to Snell could happen depending on how negotiations are progressing. The winter meetings are next week, and it is likely that there will be more action both leading up to and during the meetings in Nashville. Ranger fans trust Young and his leadership, but it's still hard to sit back and see several players go off the board, and we still haven't made a move. The moves will be coming soon, but the pressure to grab a top free agent starter when there are only two left is mounting. Some breaking news of a Montgomery reunion or a Snell signing would make for a happy Christmas for Rangers fans as we continue to celebrate the organization's first World Series title. There are a lot of moving parts going on behind the scenes, and it will be interesting to see how it all shakes out. Until a signing happens, we will sit here patiently and hope that we don't miss out on all the top arms. Let us know your thoughts on the current situation in the comments section below. Do you think the Rangers are not acting fast enough, or do you think Chris Young knows what he's doing right now? But on to our next topic. Three reasons why Shohei Ohtani will sign with the Texas Rangers. The entire baseball world sits and waits for the quiet two-way superstar to make his decision. I think one team stands above the others when it comes to securing his services. There has never been a player like Shohei Ohtani in baseball history, so it was expected that his free agency would be like no other. He's such a unique player. He combines being Nolan Ryan on the mound and Aaron Judge in the batter's box. It has always been wondered what Ohtani would be able to get in free agency, being both a hitter and a pitcher. The complicating factor to this free agency is that Ohtani had his second Tommy John surgery at the end of the season, and he will not pitch until opening day 2025 at the earliest. Teams are lining up offers, scheduling meetings with Ohtani, and trying to get him to sign on the dotted line. One team, though, will give Ohtani everything he is looking for. Texas is the one team that can give him an immediate chance to win, can pay him the money he is asking for, and give him the freedom to prepare for a game in whatever way he needs to. So reason number one, Texas is a winner and has a plan to continue winning. The Rangers could have been that team that Ohtani chose back in 2017 when they were in pursuit of Ohtani. They had a very competitive offer financially. There were other factors in play. Unfortunately, they were coming off a 78-win season in 2017. And just traded Yu Darvish rather than attempt to re-sign him. They did not have much hope of winning going forward. Adrian Beltre was nearing the end of his career, and it appears Texas was about to engage in a rebuild. Ohtani chose the Angels over Texas and all other teams. Times have changed since 2017. Texas has come out the other side of a rebuilding process as the World Series champion. They are led by Bruce Bochy, a four-time World Series champion manager. They have a good mixture in the clubhouse of veterans and youth. They are set up to win now and for the next several years. Reports have come out that Ohtani is prioritizing teams that will give him a chance to win. Six seasons with the Angels, they've never made the playoffs. Ohtani won two MVPs, but did not come close to sniffing the playoffs in his career. Ohtani knows that to be considered among the greats in the game, he has to play on that October stage. He has to lead a team to the playoffs and then perform once there. Texas is one of the teams he is looking at that now has postseason experience and is still getting better. Texas goes into 2024 as the reigning World Series champion, but also has the motivation to win the AL West in 2024 and dethrone the Houston Astros. Ohtani could be the piece that helps Texas accomplish that goal. It would be exciting to see how well Ohtani will perform in the heat of a playoff race in September and in the playoffs. Reason number two, the Rangers' willingness to spend. The Texas Rangers have won the last two offseasons. They signed Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, and John Gray in the 2021-22 offseason, following that up by signing Jacob deGrom, Andrew Haney, and Nathan Eovaldi in the 2022-23 offseason. They spent around $800 million in guaranteed contracts to sign each of these players. Most teams spend money and will not win. That was not the case with Texas. They have went from 60 wins in 2021, 68 the season next after, and 90 wins, and a World Series title this past season. Texas is not afraid to spend to improve their roster. Texas is led by an owner and a GM who are not afraid to spend money. They do not subscribe to the thought that a team has to tank for several years and build through the draft to win. Texas is blazing their own path rather than follow the model set by Houston. While fans debate whether Texas built or bought their championship, Chris Young demonstrates how a team can do both to try and win. This offseason will be the third offseason since Texas started this process. It appears Texas's number one target is Shohei Ohtani. Jeff Passan listed Texas as one of three teams that are chasing Shohei Ohtani. Texas will not be scared off by the financial commitment it will take to sign Ohtani. If they were, they would have already backed away. Texas, having played against Ohtani since 2018, knows the value he brings to an organization. They know how great of a hitter he is. They know how great of a pitcher he can be. They know the kind of interest he will bring to this organization and the tickets he will sell. The cost of Ohtani is likely to be large. The amount of revenue he will bring in, both domestically and around the world, will help the team make back some of the money they will be spending on his contract. Let us know, do you think the Rangers should sign Ohtani? Would you, as the Rangers? Let us know in the comments section below. Reason number three, Texas will give Ohtani the freedom to prepare for games in whatever way best fits his need. Ohtani, like we mentioned before, is a unicorn on the baseball field. There's no other player that can both hit and pitch as well as he can. And it also requires him to prep for games differently than most players do. He has to not only keep his arm in shape, even on days he's not pitching, but also stay loose enough to be able to hit. The preparations in 2024 will not be as extensive as he is just hitting. He'll be rehabbing as well from Tommy John surgery in preparation for 2025. Texas has experience with players and their unique preparations. Corey Seager operates mostly like a robot. He has his swing mechanics down perfectly. He rarely takes a swing that is not perfectly balanced. That is a result of hours of work throughout a day, a week, and an entire season. Corey and the iPad are best friends. When he's not on the field, he is normally in the dugout, reviewing tape of previous at-bats to try and prepare for his next at-bat. Prior to a game, he is taking his hacks down in the indoor batting cages. Texas allows Seager to do whatever he needs to do to prepare himself for the game that night. Texas knows that Seager's hitting is like Van Gogh's painting. They're both excellent at what they do and should not be interfered with. Texas would likely take a hands-off approach with Ohtani as well. Texas knows the finished product is worth leaving the two-way superstar alone. I'm sure that is part of the sales pitch from Chris Young and ownership to Ohtani in his camp. Then he will be able to bring any instructors, coaches, and interpreters with him to the team. They will have access to him in the clubhouse and around the facilities. They will allow him to work out away from the team, take batting practice in the indoor cages, and do whatever he feels he needs to do. The cost to get Ohtani will be massive, and with it will come accommodations. Texas is one team that has plenty of experience making accommodations for certain players. They know how to take care of Japanese players. They know how to treat superstars and get the most out of them. It feels like at this moment, Texas is putting all their eggs in the Ohtani basket. He is their plan A this offseason. If it does not work out, then they will move to plan B. Excuse me. Let us know your thoughts in the comments section below. We want to hear from you. Give us your take on if there's other reasons that Ohtani would sign with the Rangers. Let us know. And in the long run, do you think Ohtani will sign with the Rangers? It's rumored as of recording this that he might not, or the Rangers might not be interested anymore. But you think that's true or not? Let us know. And now we're going to move on to three recently non-tendered players that Texas Rangers should consider. Free agency is in full swing now. Texas is on the prowl as they look to build a team that can repeat as World Series champions. These three players may just need a change of scenery to rebound from poor seasons in 2023. The turkey has been gobbled. Thanks have been given, and now it's time for the baseball offseason to take over the kitchen and start cooking. The Rangers have yet to make an addition to their roster. That should change in the next 3 weeks leading into the winter meetings and in the week after the meetings conclude. Trades will be made and free agents will be signed. Earlier this month, teams non-tendered separate players, making them free agents. Players are non-tendered for several reasons. They might have suffered from a downturn in performance in the prior season, and the team is opting to cut bait rather than going through arbitration. Players could have health issues teams do not think will be resolved over the offseason. Finally, a player might not have a role on the team any longer. The front office is trying to clear space on the roster. Of all the players non-tendered, and there were 63, I scoured the list and found three players I think the World Series champion Texas Rangers should consider signing this offseason. These are going to be three relievers that will address a need for the Texas Rangers and make it easier for Bochy to manage the pen through a lengthy 162-game season. So number one, Adam Simber. The side-arming right-handed reliever has been a great reliever throughout his career. He is a pitcher who has made 65 or more appearances in a season 4 times since making his debut in 2018. It's not just that he does this, but he also has been highly effective. Simber had sub 3.0 ERAs in both 2021 and 2022. He also had over 50 strikeouts in each of those seasons while also walking fewer than 20 batters. Simber has also been a ground ball artist in his career. His ground ball rate has been above 50% in 4 seasons. The one issue with Simber is that he had to sit out the majority of the 2023 season. He was placed on the IL midway through June, right shoulder impingement. He went on a rehab assignment in September, but did not recover in time to participate in the postseason with the Toronto Blue Jays. If healthy, Simber would play a vital role in the Rangers' bullpen. He would likely pitch in middle relief, filling the hole that Grant Anderson pitched in for much of the 2023 season. Texas would be hoping the lack of success for Simber in 2023 was more injury-based than performance-based. If it is health-based, they will have signed a definite bullpen weapon for a lower cost than it would have been had he been healthy. Number 2, Josh Stauman. Stauman does not have a prior connection to Texas or the coaching staff. He's a former Kansas City Royal. But Texas and Kansas City share a spring training site in Surprise, Arizona. These two teams normally kick off spring training with games against each other. Texas, through their spring training engagements and regular season affairs, have seen him in his good times and bad. Stauman is a 29-year-old reliever who relieves primarily on a fastball and slider combination. He has closed games in his career and pitched in late innings for the Royals. His best season was 2021 with 5 saves and a 2.88 ERA. The last 2 seasons, he's put up ERAs of 6.45 and 5.40. One thing to keep in mind is Stauman had thoracic outlet syndrome surgery in July. That could easily explain the issues he had in 2022 and 2023. Texas could sign him to a 1-year contract that would allow him to come to camp, see how he pitches post-operation. If he pitches well, then he can go back to free agency after 2024 with his value rebuilt. In 2021, when healthy, his fastball was averaging 96 miles per hour. Hitters had a batting average of 204 against the fastball, which is compared to the 296 batting average they had against the fastball in 2023. He's among the best buy-low candidates on the entire free agent market. Fully healthy again, he should be able to regain that form he had in 2021 when he was among the best relievers in baseball. And number 3, Derek Law. Law is a right-handed reliever who has a couple of interesting connections to the Texas Rangers. In 2009, Texas drafted him in the 28th round, but did not sign. He was drafted by the Giants in the 9th round in 2011. He worked his way through the minors and made his debut in the 2016 pitching for the Bruce Bochy-led Giants. That would end up being the last Giants team that Bochy would manage to the playoffs. Law is now 33 years old and was non-tendered by the Cincinnati Reds. In 2023, Law had a 3.60 ERA in 55 innings pitched. His ERA was the lowest it had been in a season since his rookie season in 2016. He allowed a 2.39 batting average, against which was also the lowest of his career since 2016. But there are also some negative statistics, as he saw a higher hard hit rate in 2023 and a far lower ground ball rate in 2023 as compared to 2022. Law is a veteran pitcher who has pitched in numerous scenarios in his career. We also know that Texas needs bullpen help and, more importantly, bullpen depth. Law would provide that at a price that would not hinder them from being able to pursue more expensive bullpen options. He also could provide value if he can take some of the load off of Jose Leclerc and Josh Boers and give Texas another right-handed option in the bullpen. Law would be in a role similar to what Will Smith had this prior season, a veteran pitcher who's always ready when called upon. Texas having a flexible reliever would make everyone's job a little bit easier, including the manager's. Law showed enough in 2023 to indicate that there is still some life in his arm. He showed that maybe, under the tutelage of Mike Maddux, he might be able to continue to improve his performance. It would give Bochy another veteran arm that he can trust in any situation. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section below. Is there somebody else that you think we should sign in free agency? But now, our next topic. What are the winter meetings, and what deals could the Rangers get done? It's possible that you're still basking in the afterglow of the Texas Rangers' first World Series franchise history. That's completely understandable, but it's important to keep an eye on the future as well. Major League Baseball will soon wade into the deepest waters of the offseason, winter meetings. Last year, the Rangers signed a lot of expensive talent in a very short span of time. Could they do it again this year? Can they improve on an already good product and pull out their second franchise championship next year? So we're going to discuss what the winter meetings are. The winter meetings are an annual conference attended by representatives from all 30 MLB teams, including executives, managers, agents, and journalists, who do the most crucial of their offseason negotiations and signings over the course of 4 days. While they're not a deadline for trades or signings by any means, a lot of the league's most significant deals are expected to get done during the meetings, so they usually operate as the climax of the offseason. Last year, the Rangers' biggest offseason accomplishment, signing Jacob deGrom, took place a few days before the meetings, but they also followed it up by signing Andrew Heaney during the conference. This year, the winter meetings are held December 3rd, December 6th in Nashville, so just a few days away. The Rangers' bullpen was the talk of their postseason based on their struggles at the end of the regular season. It was unclear if they'd be able to carry the team through the playoffs. Thanks to standout performances by stars Nathan Eovaldi and Jordan Montgomery in particular, Texas was able to put less pressure on its relievers, who still put the team into some sticky, scary situations when they were called upon. It's an issue that they'll need to fix if they want to make it in the postseason again next year, not to mention two-peat their championship victory. Rangers pitching overall needs some help. It's likely that they'll lose Montgomery to free agency this offseason. Max Scherzer is getting hurt more and more frequently, and Jacob deGrom is projected for a return from Tommy John in August. Despite feeling optimistic, he'll be ready by spring training. Martin Perez is also a free agent this year who is expected to leave. At least one or two more starting arms will be essential for Texas's offseason. The Rangers World Series winning offensive core will be mostly intact going into 2024, but with the losses of outfield depth options in Robbie Grossman and Travis Jankowski, they should be on the lookout for available backups they can sign relatively cheaply. And now on to the next section of the Rule 5 draft. The Rule 5 draft is made up of minor leaguers with 4 to 5 years of service time, and also takes place during the winter meetings. Only teams without a full 40-man roster participate. As of this episode, the Rangers still have 5 open spots after moving number 6, 19, 23, and 26 prospects Justin Foscue, Mark Church, Jose Cornell, and Antoine Kinley to the 40-man to protect them from the draft. The second MLB draft lottery, wherein the 18 non-playoff teams will draw to determine draft order in 2024, also take place during the winter meetings. As World Series champions this year, the Rangers' 30th pick is already set. Let us know your thoughts in the comments section below. Is there something we missed, something we got wrong? Let us know. And of course, if you want to support the channel, head on over to buymeacoffee.com/TTRangers. Your support helps the channel grow, upgrade our equipment, bring new hosts, be able to pay them, hopefully take this show on the road. We'd love to live stream an episode from Globe Life Field or Texas Live, and your support can help make that happen. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We will see you next time.
This has been the Talkin' Texas Rangers podcast. Let us know your thoughts on the topics we covered by tweeting us at Talkin' TX Rangers or liking us on Facebook at facebook.com/Talkin' Texas Rangers. As always, thank you for listening, and go Rangers!